City Solution is sponsored by Pipe Solutions, the pipelining company. Joe Pott, happy to be joined by Dale Schilly. He is the Academy Director for St. Louis City SC. And, of course, you hear him with Joey Zanaboni on our sister station on Y98. Dale, good morning. How are things?
Good, Joe. Good. Things are settled down a little bit.
Good deal. City coming off the 1-1 draw with Atlanta Saturday at City Park. It was a game where it felt like, you know, a couple of things go a different way, and you're looking at a different result in that game. Klaus hits the post. You've got the goal disallowed in the odd VAR situation. That was a game that it felt like City played well enough to get 3 points.
Yeah, City played well enough to get the win. Atlanta had, you know, some players missing through card accumulation, international duty. They were ripe for the picking, and, you know, just unfortunately, it just feels like right now, anything that can go wrong will go wrong.
Yeah, it is. It's one of those odd situations. One of the things I think that's been a positive, and I know that when the transfer window opens, there'll be some folks coming in, some newcomers. But until that point, you've got some younger players that are going to get some opportunities. They're going to see some minutes. It's one of the things that City's always been about, the entire club. But Caden Glover, Johnny Klein, both getting significant minutes against Atlanta.
Yeah, you know, having kids that are having players that have moved up from the two team. I think, you know, against Atlanta, we saw Jaden Reed and we saw Michael Venzel get starts. Jaden Reed being a left back, this was his first opportunity with the first team. Michael Venzel, a center back, had played with had played in the Champions Cup early in the year. Both of them, I thought, did well. Jaden Reed gets an assist on the goal where he plays the big diagonal for Klaus to head it back for Indy. So those two did well. And, yeah, Glover came in and got some good minutes. Johnny Klein came in and got some minutes. Johnny Klein then turns around the next day and scores for the two team.
Yeah, just the opportunity, obviously. And as I mentioned, it feels like that's always been the way, that this is not just, you know, building at the top, but it is literally building the entire club. An opportunity coming on. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Opportunity coming Saturday.
No, I think it's a good point. There is opportunity right now for players to get minutes. There's a chance for development there. You get a chance to see where they're at on the big stage and kind of check your own progress. And I think, you know, as a club, we are building a wealth of talent at the base. It's just a matter of time before they start getting through to the first team and getting regular minutes.
And then finally, you've got Vancouver coming up on the road on Saturday, a team you're chasing in the Western Conference.
Yeah, team we're chasing, difficult place to play, difficult team to play against, but certainly somebody that we can get points off of. They haven't had a great run as of late. They started off the year really strong. I think this is a team that we could get points from. It would be a great place to turn around and start getting on the right track here and getting some W's.
9:30 Central time for that game on Saturday. Dale Schilly, I appreciate the time today.
Thanks, Joe.
Dale Schilly with us here. I'm Joe Pott, KMOX Sports.